a part
allegedly.
Of this.
Sorry, allegedly.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Who alleged it?
I did.
Okay. Okay, good point. Good answer, good answer.
But no, yeah, I'm ready. Wokanook Islands? Way too expensive.
You're digressing further. I don't know what you're saying anymore.
I could go...
I know. You can go even further beyond. I know. But...
I'm ready to talk about bad
jobs. All right, we're talking about bad jobs. I don't know what a jorb is, but we're talking about bad jobs. Welcome. Thank you for showing up. I don't know how much of this extra shit you have heard before now, but we're here. Talking about bad jobs.
We're here now.
My question is, what is conventionally seen as a bad job that you think you either know or you think that you personally would enjoy?
Truck driver.
Really?
Yeah, truck driver is a dog shit job. I would love it. Isolation, long roads, naked. That's more love, you know?
Sure.
Cracking a hob on the open road, caffeine pills.
Something I would enjoy or something I wouldn't mind?
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Hot lizards.
There's a lot of things that you'd be like, it's whatever.
I'm trying to think of all the... Because there was a few jobs where I saw where I was like, I mean, I don't see that as like a bad thing. But I don't know if I would like be like, hell yeah, let's do this. I think a mortician would be fun.
Okay.
You know, like, you're cutting open dead bodies and, like, finding weird shit inside of them. And
What are those people?
A mortician that prepares bodies.
No, I know, but what are the people that, like, do it for fucking forensics? What are those people called? The SVU version of them just died.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the word right now either. But yeah, where
they're like forensic morticians, but that's like way too long for what they're called.
They're definitely not called forensic morticians.
There was no way that's what they're actually called.
They look to see like poisons and stuff in the body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine's an office job.
Oh, you don't know, sir. They're really good.
Oh, it's just a medical examiner.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, that's so lame.
Yeah, they do autopsies.
That's the really fun word I thought it was. But
the person
no.
is called a medical examiner.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's lame. That's hella lame, actually.
You could be super specific and call it a forensic pathologist.
See?
But they're looking,
that's way cooler.
They're looking like specifically for like poisons and stuff.
Thank you.
An office job?
Yeah.
That's really basic. I don't think most people are, like, saying office jobs are the worst jobs, though.
No, but I think they're always in the running.
Yeah.
People that, like, most, like, you have, like, a big chunk of people who are just like, nah, fucking office job, I can't stand it. Where I'm imagining I don't have to talk to anybody, I just get to sit here and type on my computer.
No.
That's the best of an office job.
That's the best of an office job.
Okay, sure. So this is the best of the worst, is in your example.
Sure, it doesn't matter. It's
sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Because, like, in an office, I imagine your boss can come to you at any time and talk to you, and then if you're in a cubicle, you're going to have that one person on the other side who always wants
Terry? I'm never talking to Terry.
Terry's going to talk to you.
You don't have a choice. Yeah,
that's fine.
You don't have a choice.
I'm just going to...
You're not allowed to wear headphones.
You're hitting him with the, mm-hmm.
See, the...
Yes,
you're putting rules and restrictions on my...
You have an office job.
On your dream.
You don't know that I can't wear headphones, Liz.
Is this a good office job or a bad office job?
It's a bad office because it's an office job.
No, it's not a bad office job. It's just... The job is an office job.
Well,
sure.
Okay. I'm saying that you can't say an office job is a bad job.
It can be a bad job. You're describing a bad office job.
You just said which of these commonly thought bad jobs you would actually enjoy.
But like, I'm saying just people they want to go do stuff. They want to get
up and
they want to do stuff. They don't want to be sitting. I don't want to get off right as to sit at a desk. I would rather be out around working, you know? Yeah, like, I think a lot of people have that perception, and I don't. I want to sit at the desk.
You want to get locked in.
And listen to things on my headphones and not talk to anybody and just type up spreadsheets all day. Like, that is something that I would like to do.
So you have a very specific office job.
It's not, it's Liz, you're not.
Depends on what kind of job
We're done talking about the, Jesus
the
Christ.
The job doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ.
The job doesn't
You're thinking too hard about this, Liz.
I'm just saying, an office job is very, like, that's very like broad. Saying, that's like saying.
Same truck driver.
It's like
yeah, same truck driver.
No. It's like saying customer service, right? Customer service dog is shit. Super fucking broad,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's awful. That's a fucking horrible job that I wouldn't want to work ever again. Yeah.
Right, but, like, it's still broad. Like, you could be at a desk for customer service. You could be talking to people all day on your feet in customer service.
I'd rather
it doesn't fucking matter.
I'd rather die.
But, like, that's the common thread. An office job, yes, you're in an office setting, but, like, there's so many different things that can happen in an office. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how many more times I can say I don't fucking care. Because I don't care. We've been talking about this for, like, 15 minutes.
Who went first? I went first last time.
I went first last time.
My number 10 is dentist. It's low because, like, you're still making bank, but you do have to go to school for a really fucking long time. You weren't good enough to be a doctor. And apparently, depending on which list you look at, the number one suicide rate per job is dentist.
Why?
1 to 2 is dentist.
Weird.
That is weird. I would think it'd be like a social worker or something. I don't get it.
I wouldn't want to be a dentist either.
I wouldn't want to be a dentist.
That isn't a bad job.
I wouldn't think it's a bad
job.
Like,
I guess. Like, you're... I don't know. I mean, working at Mal's all day would be fucking gross. No, yeah, that's a horrible job.
Yeah.
That's a horrible job. Thank you. My number 10 is food industry.
Sure.
Just all of it.
See, but I think being a baker would be cool. Or being a chef would be cool.
Working in a coffee shop?
Working in a coffee shop would be cool.
That's so much work.
I don't want to be a server, really, again.
That's front... It's all front-facing, and you have to deal with people, and I don't want to do either of those
things. If you're a chef or a baker, you don't have to deal with people. You don't have to deal with customers.
Sure.
Unless you have a small bakery, and you're the
only bakehead running it, because your fucking bakery makes zero money, and you have to be the bakehead who has to wake up at 4:30 in the morning
to bake those eggs. The shit. Yeah, you gotta bake the stuff.
Do you bake the stuff in the morning, or do you bake it the night before?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other. I think you could do.
It's your bakery. You can do what you want.
You do bread over multiple days, so like
you
just
depends on the.
What are you gonna name your bakery?
Sir Isaac Newton Bros. And then you'll be the highest competition to Einstein Bros.
You can just be Ninja Turtle Bakery.
Ninja Turtle? What the fuck is that name?
Yeah, then you get all of the classical artists.
Ah. Why do you need classical artists in your bakery?
You're fighting Einstein. You gotta be better.
He's not a classical artist.
Yeah, but like Leonardo da Vinci, you got all of them. You get Leonardo, you get Donatello.
That was way before Einstein.
Yeah.
Shit all over Einstein. Ninja Turtle Bakery, no relation to the actual Ninja Turtles.
That's a terrible name for a title. For full LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Isn't the full Ninja Turtles, but it's just your name as the Ninja Turtles? So it's Jopayo, Donatello.
Gianardo?
Michelangelo. Yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Michelangelo.
It's Michelangelo.
I hate it. I like Jekyll. I like Jekyll a whole lot.
Jekyll. Just taking the J. Not even the O-N. No. It's just the J.
It's only the J. It's all that matters.
I don't have a good bakery name.
That sucks. I'll come up with one for you.
My number 10 isn't a job that exists anymore, but it's a butt wiper for royalty.
That's...
Pooping in chamber pots and then wiping their ass.
I didn't think about things that went extinct.
Yeah, well, that's, like, the only one on my list.
Sure.
Because I was like, wow, that is literally and figuratively a shitty job.
Yeah, it'd be horrible. It'd be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Chamber pot scooper. Yeah, just bad. Mm-hmm. Just a bad time all around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know if this is, like, real, but I was told that the polite thing to do, like, the not even for high society, but just in general, everybody, the man walks on the outside of the woman because they used to throw chamber pot shit outside the window, so it was supposed to, like, protect the woman from the flying shit.
I am protecting you from flying shit. Yeah, nah, you're protecting yourself.
You walking around, you got the parasol, protect me, bitch. Bought you this fancy-ass parasol, what the fuck?
Absolutely but they're like not. Lace, it's just gonna like...
Do better! I don't know.
Sounds like a skill issue.
Yeah, skill issue. Block the shit better.
Make better sewage systems.
Mm-hmm. My number 9 is Uber / taxi driver.
That's a number 11. Mm-hmm. I've seen
way too many horrible people. Like, I was doing DoorDash for a while, and Michael was saying, oh, I've been doing Uber, and I'm making, like, $200 a night working, like, 6 to 8 hours. And I'm like, God damn. I mean, and then I see these fucking videos, and ain't no way. Nope. I know how I am in an Uber. I don't want to talk to that guy at all. Mm-hmm. But that means as the Uber driver, I don't want to talk to these people at all.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to talk to people. Yeah. Sometimes they try and steal your shit. Sometimes they're just absolute shitty to you.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to deal with any of that.
During COVID and all the bitches, you were like coughing on that one driver.
Yep.
This is another thing I could do. But I don't want to do it. I don't want to specifically do like taxis and shit. I really enjoyed shuttling people from a car dealership to their house and back. Because 95% of the time, I don't say shit to them. Mm-hmm. And I just listen to jams all day.
And sometimes you get tips.
Her
grandfather owns a limo company.
Yeah, that's like, that would be incredible.
That's what he does, is he takes people from the airport to their hotel.
It's just vibes all day. It's great. I love it. My number 9, Brick Mason. I don't want to lay bricks.
That was such an aggressive sneeze.
I don't want to lay bricks.
Like he bashed his head on the floor.
I don't want to be outside in the hot sun.
Sure.
My lower back would be awful.
You're not going to stack them so that they like flop, 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 flop after another?
That's the only satisfying thing you get to do, and you don't even get to do that often. That is a treat in a brick mason's life.
How many brick masons still exist? Because don't they just like pour concrete and then scrape out the sides nowadays to make it look like bricks, but it's not?
No.
It's a skilled profession. Brick mason competitions.
So people are doing it for fun?
Yeah.
They ain't getting paid for it?
Yeah, it's like the Ocho. They're just showing up.
Wow.
But no, fuck that.
I don't think it would absolutely be that bad. Not.
No.
You don't have to talk to anybody at that job either.
You're going to have to talk to the boys who are also there. Brick masoning it up.
Maybe they don't want to talk either. Maybe they're the same kind of person you are, where you're just there to lay bricks and that's it.
I don't want to be anywhere laying bricks. Absolutely not.
My number 9 is retail. I don't want to do anything in retail. I don't want to have to like try to sell something to people. I don't want to be around the perfume department. I don't want to deal with dumb clothes, people stealing shit, people trying to, you know, tell you to check in the back to see if there's the thing that you know you don't have in the back, but they want you to check anyway.
I lasted all of a training day and about 6 hours in retail before I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'm just going to go home.
What kind of store?
I was working at a Kroger.
Oh. Sure. Yeah.
I did twice that at Walmart.
Yeah, I was like, this ain't it, Chief. It's not for me. And I peaced on out of there. I didn't tell anybody.
You just walked out?
I just left. Yeah.
Did you get paid for that time?
Yeah. I have that check. I didn't cash that check.
You still.
It was like $45. So I'm like, fuck it. It wasn't even worth it.
I quit a couple jobs recently in the last, like, I guess, year and a half or so within a very short amount of time. I worked at a bar / restaurant for literally the training. Like, I didn't do training. I showed up to fill out paperwork. So I was there for an hour and a half and they paid me for it.
Sure.
And then I quit before my first shift.
Very good.
So well, they gave.
You were going to be a manager.
Yeah, but that's not even what I'm getting at. They sent me a W-2 recently of that, like, $20.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Not worth it.
Absolutely.
No, that was a nightmare because they were going to make you a manager, and they're like, yeah, you got to train on everything, and you're going to get paid, like, nothing, and...
No, the pay was fine. It was the hours.
It was the hours?
It was the hours. Ugh.
Was this the stupid...
It was like $16. That's
was this the stupid house?
It was...
It's the house place with all the fucked up shit?
It was like 16 or 17, but then you're a server, like, 3 of your 5 days, and... But as a server, you make manager wage plus tips. So you're making like 16 plus tips 3 days, and then you're making 16 no tips 2 days, which like isn't bad, but
it's not very good.
Not very good either.
I mean, also then you got to be in the food, then you got to walk around and be nice to people, and you got to talk.
Yeah.
Nah, not for me.
And I think what my shifts would have been like noon to 10 or 2 to 12. So, like, I don't get to see my friends ever.
Yeah, no.
Or my girlfriend ever. Mm-mm. So.
No.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Mr. John Hannah.
You're number 8.
I know. Do I look again? Because I think I forgot.
Mom Hannah. Journal Jomer.
Drying paint watcher.
Oh my gosh, I saw that.
Is that a job?
Yeah, so you wash the paint dry so you can see... the emulsification of the paint as it dries.
See if it blends well.
And if it blends, would I be able to listen to things? Yes, probably. But...
You just fucking stare at a wall.
You gotta pay attention. You gotta, like, stare at a wall and, like, pay the fuck attention. And I would... No. I got ADD brain. I'm listening to my book and I'm no longer paying attention to the paint drying. And then the paint is dried, and I don't know why I watched it, but I didn't.
No,
I didn't do my job.
This is not a job. That's not a real job. Fuck the paint industry. Fuck big paint.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely not. My number 8 is dock worker.
Dock worker.
Yeah, I don't want to load big cargo things. That is shit.
That's the best job if you want to do some shady shit though.
Yeah,
you trying to like.
Smuggle people.
Yeah, if you're trying to, like, money launder anything, like, that's the best job to have.
Scary.
Semen. That'd be a bad job.
Tons of semen.
That'd be a bad job.
I don't get squished.
I just mean, being on a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nah,
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even want to be on the boat. I just, like, even just, like, unloading cargo onto a dry dock, you know? Like, onto land would fucking chug. Being on the boat would be fucking worse.
Mm-hmm.
My number 8 is being a nanny.
A nanny?
Yeah. I don't want to deal with fucking kids.
I've got a
I don't want to deal with parents.
I've got a non-kid, non-parent.
See, I don't know if that's a horrible job, though.
Why?
That's a horrible job. Fuck that.
You have to deal with other people's restrictions for their kids. They can only eat this. They can have to go
that's
to bed
fine.
At this time.
Fuck that.
I'm eating your food while I'm doing it. And if I'm like... If I'm like a real nanny...
Are you going to be a good nanny or a bad nanny? What kind of hood nanny are you going to be? Are you a nanny in the project?
Continue.
No, I've already lost that train. That train is gone and derailed in Ohio right now.
Yeah, you
want to
eat that
I
food.
Don't know.
You trying to fuck the moms that are nannying for you?
That I'm nannying for?
You're nannying for? Sorry.
Well, it would only be one mom, right? How can I nanny 2 families at one time? I'm a full-time nanny.
So you live in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
that's
like
a babysitter is different than a nanny.
Oh,
you want to be a live-in nanny?
No, okay. A live-in nanny is not the same as all nannies, though.
Yeah,
because you can
then,
be a nanny like as your job for like 6 hours a day,
but,
and
like,
then you go home.
What country are you going to be a live-in nanny? In America?
I'm not going to be a living nanny.
Oh, okay. Reasonable.
But.
I'm glad that nanny is gender neutral. I don't think manny is cool. You can't be called that. That's lame. We've lost that. You're just a nanny.
What do you mean we lost that?
Like, it's gender neutral now. It's like dude. Like, everyone's a dude.
Yeah, sure. But there's just not that many male nannies because nobody wants a grown-ass man hanging out with their kids when they're not home.
Which is, I mean, it's...
That's sexist.
It is sexist.
It's
but
horrible.
It's true.
But it's true. Yeah, you can't really be a preschool teacher either, so...
Yeah, it's difficult. It can
it's
be
horrible.
Difficult. Although, there's more people around. monitoring still, that.
Still.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Can't get your foot in the door to be a male teacher. It's lame. Even though I don't want to be a male teacher. Or a teacher in general.
Teacher didn't make the list, but that's pretty shitty. Yeah. It's a pretty shitty job. It's
like, horrible job.
It's like only maybe like a step or two above nanny.
Yeah, and you got more of them.
You don't get paid much, but you do get paid more as a...
As a teacher?
As a teacher.
Pet food taster.
I know exactly what list you went to for these.
Pet food taster. What the fuck?
Yeah, what?
Because they don't want to test on animals? Is that the...
I don't know.
No. Yeah, it's a horrible job.
It's a horrible job.
It's a horrible
That's
job.
That's so stupid.
I would not do that job for money.
That seems counterintuitive.
What's the minimum? What's the minimum you're willing to do that job for?
I gotta taste dog food to see how bad dog food is for me.
8 hours a day.
Eight hours a day? No, yeah. That seems like a commission-based thing. Like you're eating dog food for 8 hours, or you eat dog food, you eat one thing of dog food, and they're like, all right, I'm going to pay you for 8 hours for that one thing that you did. Because
you got to test it. You got to make sure all...
You don't do it for eight hours a day.
How many different types of dog food are there? There's a fuck ton, right?
You gotta test all of them. I imagine that once you taste them once, you're good. Like, you don't have to keep eating their dog food.
It's the new strands.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the strands of dog food.
Oh my gosh.
Far too much corn in this one. You gotta lay off.
The corn is overpowering.
So, what exactly are they tasting here?
The dog food.
No. I mean, like, what are they tasting for?
That's a dog food sommelier.
Like,
so.
Oh, this is dog food. Yep. This tasted just like the other one. We know we're on the right track. Tastes like dog food.
You guys nailed it.
This one tastes like cat food. What the hell are we doing
here?
Perfect.
Man.
Dog food. Really good.
Dogs will eat each other's shit, and we're really out here tasting their food for them?
You gotta make sure it's good. Is that your number 8? Angel and Hannah?
This is my number 7.
Your number 7. Did you already give your number 7?
You were second.
I was second. This way.
You haven't gone
clockwise.
No, I know. My number 7 is roofer.
Okay.
It's much like Brick Mason, except it's up in the air. And I don't want to do that.
Okay, both of you are just anti-manual labor, and I understand.
Yeah, I understand it. Fuck manual labor,
Liz. I did that when I was a wee lad.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, no, never again. I got my office job.
Did it as a wee lad.
Yeah. It was awful.
Roofing is so, like, that's like the worst job for something that is mainly done in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, you're just standing on hot tiles, or hot...
Whatever
those things are. Slats. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, there are a couple.
Modern. I know. But, like, modern roofing is like, just like that. Like, asphalt.
Yeah, it's like, awful. Yeah.
It's gritty.
I did that.
Sticky.
I didn't do the roofing part, but I put up lights, so I had to be on the roof.
I threw a roofing tile when I was, like, probably, like, 5 at a tree, and it sliced my eyebrow open, and I made zero reaction, and my mom turned around and freaked out. It's one of my earliest memories.
You threw a roof tile at a tree and it cut your eyebrow?
I hooked back and sliced my eyebrow open. Lots of my early memories are me, like, just fucking myself up. Like, running around at a park and just scraping up my elbows and knees. Or, like, hiding in Kid's Castle and scaring my mom. Just lots of just terror. You know?
Sure.
You're a menace. You were a menace.
I was.
Always.
We got it out.
Number 7 for me, and I don't know if they exactly get paid, but this is something I would hate to do. You know those banana bread Jesus boys that walk around and try to sell you banana bread because, you know, they're trying to raise money?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Banana bread Jesus boy sounds like a porno.
So they, like, come into businesses with banana bread and they say that they used to do drugs and then they found Jesus and that... Really? They used to come into, they came into Sidewalk, they came into the job that I worked before that, they came into State Farm when I worked at State Farm, and they basically work for churches, and they try to sell banana bread for like $5.
If I type in banana boy, Jesus boy, and nothing pops up.
What the fuck
are you
talking about?
I don't know if they're like missionaries.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We had a beef jerky guy who came around at the car dealership I worked at. That was pretty cool. No one hawking banana nut bread, though.
It's faith-based Christian Center recovery programs that sell banana bread, and they started it in Houston, Texas.
Weird.
What's up with these people selling banana bread? Because they come in. That's... Yeah, they fucking come in to, like, businesses.
Very weird.
Loitering, and then they're like, I used to do meth. I used to do so much meth. Meth was life. And then I found Jesus, and I started going here. And you know what? You can support people who are recovering from addiction if you buy this banana bread for $5.
The guy I worked with recovered from meth after his wife died. He drove a forklift at a Walmart on the side, too. That dude was making fucking bank. Don't do meth. Meth's bad.
Meth's bad.
Yeah. Like, this Reddit is just everybody saying, they approach me at Best Buy. They approach me at the hardware store.
Where are they getting brats? In the parking lot?
Wherever. They're basically gypsies. Just trying to steal your money.
Yeah.
Not like Romanian gypsies, but like the ones in France that like...
The fake gypsies?
Yeah. They tell you, I can't speak English, can you read this? And then you look and reread it and they steal stuff out of your back pocket.
Mm-hmm. My number six is cleaner. Just of anything. Hotels.
Manual labor, sure.
Janitor. No, that's not even that aspect. It's the dealing with people's messes. Mm. You know?
Sure. I don't like cleaning up after other people.
If you're a janitor, and you don't hate it,
you get a lot of cool perks for being a janitor.
Would you find it, like, day-to-day, boring, whatever, you're doing the same shit every day, but then you find someone murdered in a hotel room, like, would that be like, ooh, something new and fresh? Or, like, would you be traumatized and never want to do it again?
The amount of people you find murdered in a hotel room as staff, I bet, is way higher than you think.
Yeah.
Sure.
I bet it's a lot.
Sure.
And I bet they're just like...
So you think it's just...
Another again, Tuesday. Another? Gotta call the fucking cops again.
Okay.
Ugh. Gotta throw these ones out. And throw these ones out is into the pile with the rest of them.
You don't have to do that.
As long as there's no blood stains, you're good.
The cops would be doing that. Or...
The cops aren't gonna clean the laundry.
He means take them for evidence. Oh, I thought you meant take them for evidence.
Oh, they're not gonna touch the body, no. Yeah, I think no, they're not gonna fuck with the body, no. But the cops aren't gonna do shit about this mess that I have to clean.
Sure. I still don't... There's crime scene people that do that.
I don't want to deal with it in any way.
Sure.
They're not gonna take... I'm sure there's going to be blood somewhere that they're not going to take that I'm going to have to touch.
Sure. Sure. You're right. My number six, since you skipped me.
Yeah, I skipped you.
Number two.
Yeah, I'm after her. She's number one. I'm number two.
He's number one. You're number two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're number one. I'm number two.
It's being an HR rep.
That would also fucking chug.
Ooh. Everybody hates HR.
Ooh, but you could be... Unless you really just, like, I'm the villain.
Yeah, but the villain. Nah.
You don't want to do that? Nah. You don't want to embrace the...
Nah.
Nobody would want to talk to you, though.
Well, Deborah, you fucked up. I'm sorry. But I gotta protect the company. I can't be...
I could be mean to a Deborah.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not gonna be mean to Deborah on the principle of just she's pregnant.
And we don't do maternity leave here, so she can't ask for any time off, and she is, so she's gotta go.
There's no maternity leave, she's pregnant. You want it, then leave forever.
Yeah, this bitch can't follow the rules, she's out.
Yeah, fuck Deborah. Shouldn't have gotten pregnant.
So do you want to double up, John, or do you want Liz to go?
But Liz has to give her number six, Stephen.
I thought Liz went... I
gave my number seven.
You gave your number seven, and then I gave my number six. Okay, I thought you gave your number six, and then I gave my number six.
No. Banana bread, Jesus, I didn't mean to skip you.
Sorry. I meant
what, skip whatever.
Gravedigger.
That's way too low.
I would be too low. I mean, yeah.
Like, if you're, like, driving, like, a machine that's just scooping it out, that's one thing.
That's what is typically done now.
In America.
Sure. I don't want to, again, digging holes. Super cool when I'm not getting paid for it and I can do it at the beach on my own time and can stop whenever I want to.
Digging holes at the beach.
Digging holes when it's my job. Like, fucking shit, dog. I gotta dig holes all day.
That's a deep hole to be digging, too. You gotta dig 6 feet, at least. That's
insane. The backhoe's backed up again. I guess I gotta go dig.
Depends on... Yeah.
Oh, shit. The cop brought another dude from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. They're loading him up. Into the pile.
Wow. Yeah.
My top five's hard. Whatever. It's fast food worker. I think it's the one... I mean, that's not true. I worked at Subway. God, that was... So,
I mean, I liked when y'all worked at Subway. It was great for me.
Granted, Subway feels like an abnormality because at most we got like two people working in the store, maybe three at one time. Yeah, that was the max, was three. Manager's only there in the mornings, and in the evenings it's just you and your other 16 to 18 year old friends. And you're just going to dick around. Yeah, and as long as you make the sandwiches, as long as you prep the food, you'll still have like 2 or 3 hours of you just dicking around, doing whatever, eating whatever you want, not cleaning, doing whatever. And that's abnormal in the fast food industry. I'm talking about like needing to work at McDonald's, and I've got 12 goddamn people here that I have to work with, and two of them are managers. Yeah. And like, there is zero downtime.
Yeah, no fun. That's why the golf course was fucking rad.
Sure. Because
there was a lot of just fucking about.
Like, I truly don't know how people do it. I don't know how they work it.
Be horrible.
Deal with these fucking people yelling at them. And shitty wages. And shitty management.
Customers treating you like shit.
Yep. Yeah, it's just shit from all sides. Like, it's number one and four. It's a necessity. It's the only reason they're doing it.
Food service didn't make my list.
Waiter is fine.
Yeah.
It's fast food work.
Yeah, I didn't think about fast food. I was thinking about other food service, but probably should have made the list. Number five? No, you're next.
Okay. Telemarketer.
That's too low.
Okay, reasonable. Cold calling.
Cold calling people your entire job is cold calling
cold
people?
Cold calling is literally the worst thing I can think of. Like, if hell exists, I'm just making cold calls.
Yeah.
That's my...
To other people in hell?
No. All of the cold calls that you get from telemarketers is coming from hell.
Sure. Yeah. They are stuck in their small cubicle, getting middle managed.
I hate it.
Yep.
I hate that. That is a bad job.
Yes.
Horrible.
Who would ever want to do... I don't know what they get paid, but like, I imagine it's not worth it.
It's like fast food. You're like, it's a job, you know?
Telemarketers are also outsourced a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is also...
Yeah, because we don't want to do that shit.
Fucking... Because they pay them not a living wage in their country. And they can get away with it.
Because not in this country.
Mm-hmm. God. What? But even being a fucking telemarketer here would fucking chug.
Yeah.
Having to call people... It's just the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the worst. I don't want to talk to anyone on the phone ever.
Yep.
Hazardous materials removal worker. So you're doing like...
That title way too long.
No. I'm thinking...
Hazmat guy.
Person's house. They're living in a fucking hoarder's house. And their refrigerator has been packed with shit, dead animals, whatever, since like... 2004. Yeah. You gotta come in here and you gotta wrap up that stupid fridge, wearing the suit, the hazmat suit, carry it out, destroy it somehow. I don't know. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
And then there's like actual hazardous material of like, you know, oil spills, blow ups, that kind of shit. That also sounds awful.
Dealing with any of that shit. hoarder, like, septic stuff, other people's just stuff. I don't want to.
No.
No interest.
No.
Zero interest.
My number four is Queen's Guard.
With your stupid fuzzy hat.
Stupid fuzzy hat, just standing there for 8 hours.
You do get to knock kids over, which is really fun.
I have seen those videos, and that's great.
Yeah, they have to walk in their line or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, of the little girl who wouldn't move, so the dude literally just like walked. Yeah. And the mom's like, "What the fuck?" He's like,
"Follow the fucking rules, dickhead." Not his fault.
Obviously, everybody knows. Everybody knows.
But yeah, that would fucking chug. That would turbo chug. I don't even get to shoot anybody because it's fucking Britain and there's not really that many.
Well, cops don't carry guns.
Exactly. But you're a British guard. You get one of those.
They're holding the bayonets.
Yeah, you get a banada and a big old gun.
You get a baton. Billy club.
Yeah, you get a billy club. Whapping people with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mortician.
Is your number four?
Mm-hmm. Quattro. Mortician.
You want to deal with dead people?
No.
I also don't want to deal with dead people.
No. No mortician. No morgue guy. Nah.
Someone from my high school became a mortician.
Could you tell when you were going to high school with them that like, does it track?
She's my best friend's other friend, and I hated her for a long time, not because of who she was, but because of, like, our weird relationship. So, like, I don't really know her too much as a person.
Sure.
That
friend's dealing whore, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who could you see from our class she's fine. Being a mortician?
Isaac, weird kid walking around.
Oh, she did like Evanescence, so yeah.
Paramore? Yeah, them. Wake me up. Can't wake
they're
up.
They're so different, though. I know they sound the same, but, like, aesthetically, they are so different. Yeah, Evanescence, they look like vampires.
One's neon pink, one's neon pink, one's black. Yeah, 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 they're the same.
Neon pink?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paramore is very colorful.
I mean, they got the eyeshadow going on, for sure, but, like, they still wore black.
Hailstorm? They're all the same.
Hailstorm?
Yeah, I don't know. She's the lead singer of one of those bands.
I don't know who that is.
So I assume Paramore?
Probably.
I don't remember who the singer of Evanescence is either. I don't think her name is Evanescence.
I'm Evanescence and this is our band, Evanescence. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wake me up.
Wake me up.
I can't wake
can
up.
Can you see? Oh my gosh. Wait, number four? Mm-hmm. You gave yours is...
Queen's Guard.
Queen's Guard. Mine was Mortician.
Number four?
Yeah.
Animal Masturbator.
It's too long.
Didn't make the list because I didn't even think about it.
People
inseminating
who have to collect,
horses.
Yeah, people who have to collect and insert semen into horses and cows and...
My junior year math teacher did that in college. He took a job that said chicken jerker.
Chicken jerker.
That was the job title that he took on campus.
On campus?
Yes, with the science department.
Holy fucking shit.
Did you ever watch Jackass?
I've seen Napoleon Dynamite, and there's a chicken jerker in that.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's one of the bits that Jackass does, and I don't remember if they like masturbated the horse first.
No,
but
no,
I know
no,
they
no.
absolutely.
They just got horse sperm.
Yeah, yeah, and then
and
they
put it in.
It.
Oh, I didn't see. Okay, I'm talking about the one where he put it in Johnny Knoxville's. Johnny Knoxville has a bunch of like he has a like a personal like sunscreen.
Yeah.
And they put horse jizz in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. No, could not jack animals off.
No. No. Animal jacker. Mm. No.
It's teacher. Teacher number three.
Right there with the bud.
Teacher's a dog shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
horrible. You gotta really want
to
do that shit.
You have, but like, dog, you have to You got to deal with the kids. You got to deal with the parents. You got to deal with the board. You got to deal with the state.
Yeah.
You got to deal with all, like, you got the degree. You got the 4-year degree that probably is ineffective in almost any other area. Except a very, very small area, where, you know, history, you could, like, work in a museum. In literature, you can, I don't fucking know, be an editor. You get this degree, and then you gotta deal with all these other idiots who don't have any degrees, and they all tell you what to teach.
Yeah. Oh, and you have to deal with fucking parents.
Yeah.
Who are also idiots who don't have a degree who are gonna tell you how to teach. Just horrible.
How dare you let angles. How dare you let that girl over there do her Muslim prayer?
In my America?
Yeah, who do you think you are?
In my...
Yeah, you're gonna make them stand for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag and to God. Yeah, and every day. Fuck you for doing something in your free time.
Every day. You gotta stand. You gotta stand for that pledge.
When I was a student teacher, I did not do the pledge a single time.
My senior
I
year,
sat.
I stopped. I stopped doing the pledge. Yeah, like, I don't know, sophomore? It was like, I'm like, this is not
high
good.
School, we didn't do any of that shit.
I'm done for this. I'm done. You do the freshman thing, you're like, oh, cool, I'm in high school, this is fun. And then you realize very quickly that you're just, like, dead inside, and you don't really want to be there.
Nah. Then you also have to deal with, now, because they're hiring people who aren't qualified to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom works with a lady who used to be a parole officer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For, like...
She's quitting because she can't handle it. Because they're That's fucking really sixth fun. Graders, which are a little different than criminals.
You can't beat the shit out of a fucking sixth grader.
No, you can't. They can't, usually I mean, beat the shit out of you because they're sixth graders.
Can't sprint a little crack on a sixth grader.
No. I mean...
Can't do any of this. It's horrible.
No, sixth grade's the in-between. They're still, sixth like, graders just...
were fucking dickheads.
They are.
Middle schoolers are dickheads.
Yeah. They don't care. They've got enough of their own problems through puberty that they don't give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm. We had some classes, like, ruin teachers' lot. Like, they were crying in class, and they're like, that was, like...
My bus driver.
It was horrible. We were just the worst.
My bus driver.
We were just horrible.
Like, she pulled over on the side of the road a couple times and was, like, this close to kicking kids off because they would throw shoes at her when she was driving and, like, yeah, call her names, all sorts of stuff. She hit a bump one time, like, she hit a curb, and, like, oh my gosh, these kids were throwing themselves off the back of the chairs, like, oh my god, you're killing me, and then they would, like, launch themselves across the bus. She'd tell them to sit down, they're like, we can't, you keep hitting all these bumps, you're gonna knock the bus over. Flinging themselves.
We gave a kid a panic attack. On the bus, and they had to pull over. We were just throwing shit at a kid. He freaked out. It was just bad. It was just a bad time all around, you know?
Yeah. I was never...
Fucking Greg.
I was never Greg. Mean to my bus driver. I did feel bad about it, but she did not handle it well either. Like,
the person driving the bus handled it about as best as they could, and it was still not well. You know, they're a bus driver. What can you do?
Nah. Yeah, they probably don't get paid enough either.
No. Bus driver, teacher, same level of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill a lot more kids as a bus driver as you can as a teacher, though.
That's not... I don't think that's true.
How many kids are on the bus?
Way more than a class... Probably a classroom's worth of kids.
Yeah.
Classroom usually has about 30 kids. You fit 30 kids on a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you've got two seats on either side. You've got two kids to a seat.
Yeah, it's like 60 kids.
How many seats?
You've got, like 20 15 seats. Rows? Yeah, you got, like, it's, like, 12 to 15.
15 rows of two?
Yeah. That doesn't 30. Mean that, yeah, I mean, not every like bus is, like,
well, probably, like, capacity. Probably got, like, 45-ish. Between 45 and 60?
Yeah, well, and sometimes if everybody was on our bus, sometimes you had to sit three to a seat.
Yeah. Like, if we...
So, you had a lot more kids on your bus.
Oh, yeah. We had like, 80 kids coming from, like, Lantana.
I lived in Michigan, so... We had a lot of kids. Like, 20 kids on my bus, maybe.
Well, and then if you're a tactful bus driver trying to kill kids, you just run into another bus.
Yeah, exactly.
With a bus full of kids.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, you're 100% way more capable of killing more kids as a bus driver than you are as a teacher.
Faux show.
But you're more likely, if you're doing head-on, you're going to kill yourself, but the rest of the bus might be okay.
You're more likely to die as a teacher.
Because, like, that bus is so long that the impact, like, the kids in the back are fine.
You gotta be really committed to killing all of the kids on
you
the
gotta,
bus.
Like, pull onto a train track and hope that train doesn't derail so that it can, like...
Like, yeah. Fuck it.
So it can,
live
like,
or die.
Right in the middle of the bus.
Mm-hmm. We live or die today, kids. We'll never stop for a train track ever again.
We stop on the train track. Exactly. We're ahead of it. We're ahead
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
My number three.
Your number three.
You had a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Coal miner.
Again, this is such a horrible job, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, fucking dog shit. Yeah.
Like, you're... I mean, you're always dying, right? Like, you're always you're always dying. But, like, as a coal miner...
You're
it's like
it quick.
It's like, why even have a job? Mm-hmm. You know, because like, what are you making money for? Yeah. You're gonna die next year.
I think money for health at a very quick pace.
I think they've got a lot better stuff now.
I still I don't think it's like pretty good.
But they have machines.
They're
but
also
you're still breathing.
They're also
shit.
In cramped spaces. Would you not like that? You're like
I like
tunneling through.
With collapses
malicious.
And all sorts
of
stuff.
I watched a gif of a fucking Mongolian mine collapse.
Sure.
It was fucking horrific.
I saw that.
The amount of earth that got moved was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like cozy cramped. I don't like...
He likes closets, not caves.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Or like, under there would be great. In between the bed and the wall. In that corner. Just hidden, you know?
Sure.
Covered up in a blanket.
What about under there?
No, that's too...
Too low?
Yeah.
Sure,
no.
sure, sure.
No. Corners. Conversation pits.
Conversation pits.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have I...
It's
not really a...
Have I talked... Like, the... Have you ever been to a Japanese restaurant where the pit... The table's over a pit and you sit down, you're like on the ground?
Sure.
In the pit under the table.
I used to
crawl
under the
right
tables
there.
At any restaurant that we went to.
Yeah, it's fun. Hiding in between all the clothes and, like,
and then you
any
try not
supermarket
to touch the
ever.
Gum that people put under the table.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Just, yeah.
No, I would, like, in between the clothes. That's the best. It was tons of fun. Just fucking around.
I did that a few times. Mm-hmm. That was less fun for me.
My number two is animal masturbator.
Yeah, that's fair. It's absolutely fair.
Reasonable. Yeah, no. Jerk
it's a bad,
horrible.
It's a bad job.
No jerkers. My number two is my dream of tight spaces with my nightmare of covered in creepy crawlies. It's pest control.
Ah.
Just horrible. Crawl spaces, roaches, rats. Just...
I don't think exterminators go usually in crawl spaces. If they're trying to treat something,
termites.
They'll put traps and they'll spray
fuck
corners.
That.
They'll spray stuff that attracts the insect.
I watch so many YouTube videos of just...
Why are
of
you
just,
watching YouTube videos of this?
It's fascinating. There's a dude called Hornet King. He like digs up hornet nests and shit. Dog. Those motherfuckers are like this big. Fucking flying around. Crazy. Absolutely not. I'd rather die.
Have you seen the video of the guy who's, like, leaning out the window and there's a hornet's nest right there, and he quickly, like, just shoves it right off of the side of the building and slams the window shut, and they start, like, pounding against the window trying to get to him? That was terrifying.
The noises? The noises you hear of fucking big bugs just, like, hitting equipment and stuff? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How much, like, force they generate.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Horrifying.
I agree.
They don't kill themselves when they sting you, so they're just stinging over and over and over and over and over again.
And if one stings you, they send off a pheromone that attracts others.
They're just like, fuck it, we're fucking this thing up right now.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. And the murder hornets, which are like that big, 2 inches long.
Mm-hmm. My grandparents had Africanized honeybees. In their backyard for
fun.
A summer.
Yeah.
And my uncle got fucking ruined by them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a tad bit aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is sewage worker. I don't want to be crawling around and shit.
Yeah, sure. Horrible.
Sure.
I don't want to fix shit leaks, plumbing leaks.
No manhole covers for you.
No steaming manhole covers. No crawling into the deep crevice of the city.
No.
And
the bowels of the earth.
The bowels of the city and crawling through those passageways.
No, absolutely not. Not for me. Not for any amount of money.
You give us your number one, since so we can tell you that you're wrong.
Grave digger. Why is that so hot? I don't want to dig holes. I don't want to deal with just the thought of dealing with fucking bodies.
They're not.
I know I'm not going to have to deal with it. Just the entire thing. You want to be a part
of the body industry.
Yeah. Okay. Not at all.
Sure.
And it's a physical labor thing. Yeah, I don't want to dig holes all day.
Sure.
I don't even want to, like, even operating the backhoe doesn't even, like, nothing.
Being in a hole that I can't get out of is also a
terrifying.
Something that I can't crawl out of. Mm-hmm. Like being in an empty swimming pool. Yeah. Doing like a fucking Mac and Charlie thing where you're stuck in this swimming
that's
pool.
That's terrifying.
And
you can't
get stuck in. Yeah, of course, that's bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
In an empty? No, that's fine. I like that.
No. It doesn't bother me being in an empty swimming pool, but if I can't get out of it.
Well, yeah.
I'm fucking like trapped. Like, how the fuck am I going to get out of this?
Yeah.
Stuck in a 6-foot deep hole and you're just like.
Well, I guess I die.
I mean, I can reach to 6 feet, so it should be fine, but, like, I don't have the upper body strength to crawl myself up. And, you know, you can dig.
How wide is the hole?
How wide is it?
Just crawl up like a fucking...
Oh, like, on the spider up the sides?
Yeah.
How thin do you think this is?
How wide is the casket?
I think it's usually 4 feet.
Oh, that's what you mean. I don't know. Number one is telemarketer, though.
It is telemarketer, yeah.
Fuck cold calling people.
Sure.
Absolutely.
God damn. I was going to work at a job, and they were like, hey, you're just making displays and put things on shelves. No, it's not exactly the same, but I was...
You have to sell someone something.
I have to go to the managers of the stores and be like, hey, you should put more of our product on the shelves. You should allocate more space. I don't want to fucking do that. I don't want to have that interaction with these people. So I quit immediately.
For $15.
I was like, it was less than that.
13?
Fucking gross.
Yeah, 13.
Oh my god. No.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, that's not what I was told. I'm quitting. He's like, okay, understandable.
I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah.
Time to go fillet a manager.
Fuck cold calling people.
No, yeah, horrible.
I don't even want to be like a car salesman. Like, I think I could sell something, but like, I don't know, on commission where I got it, like I gotta kind of be a little forceful about selling you things. Nah, it feels gross. I feel slimy.
It feels gross, especially if I don't care about what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like ever in the mood to like sell something. But I'm gonna be like, hey, I really like this thing. This thing's really cool. And if someone's like, hey, I want that too, because you sound like you really care. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, get it. I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I did not like something,
I can't force it. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't force it at all. Cause then I'm like,
Working at our restaurant, if someone was like, hey, what do you think of this? I'd be like, I don't really like that one. They're like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
You know. So I couldn't work somewhere like, I don't know, IHOP. I couldn't work at IHOP. Not one, because of the shitty clientele, and two, I can't justifiably be like, oh yeah, this one's good, because they're all dog shit. It's fucking IHOP.
The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Foodie isn't your favorite.
No, yeah, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Reasonable.
Well, that's it. That's bad jobs.
Horrible jobs. Jorable jobs.
Next week, we are talking... Oh, man, I had it. It's not dehydrated foods. That's the week after.
That's going to be really fun.
It's shoe brands.
Ooh, fuck yeah. I like shoe brands.
I'll talk about the best
shoe
brands.
I like shoes.
I'm not a shoe person, but I'll argue with you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Steven's going to have the obscure shoe brands that nobody's ever fucking heard of.
Yeezy Crocs is on your list.
That's not a brand. That's a shoe.
Yeezy is.
Yeezy Croc. You said Yeezy Croc.
We're gonna have Yaks.
Sure.
I mean, I love me. Those are still the most expensive. That's the most amount of money I spent on a shoe.
Was it worth it?
Fuck yeah.
How is it different than any other Croc?
About Yeezy. Okay. The anti-Semite himself.
Okay.
He went to the factory and...
He did.
Shoved all the foam in there and then shit them to me. Like, Steven, I killed so many Jews for this. Here you go.
He's not just anti-Semitic, he's killing the Jews?
Yeah, he loves Hitler.
Wow. Yeah, we know that. But I didn't know he was also, you know, a part
allegedly.
Of this.
Sorry, allegedly.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who alleged it?
I did.
Oh. Okay, good point. Good answer, good answer.
But no, yeah, I'm ready.
Talking about shoe brands. Yachts. If you like this episode, you can find a lot more wherever you found this one. You can find us on our website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can email us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all This Is Why You're Wrong 1. You can tweet at me, at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me, at PHNOV1.
Don't contact me.
Doses.